Hello, and welcome to the Earth Energy Illumination News. My name is Jillian Grace, and I'm going to be giving you all the information you need to stay balanced and up to date on the Earth spiritual energy from November 14th, continuing forward until November 20th. Okay, so first there's a couple topics I'd like to cover before we really get into the energy for the next week or so. One is the massive wildfires that are currently occurring right now in the California area. Please send as much light as you can to that location. There is a lot of cleansing that's happening right now. There's a lot of cleansing throughout the earth, and there's definitely been some areas that it's been centered and have been hit harder within the past 6 months or so. And California is definitely one of them, that whole section, and even out there in Hawaii, you know, we're experiencing a massive clearing that is really designed to cleanse a lot of different things. So the best we can do is send as much positive light and positive energy to those areas so that things can move through as painlessly and as quickly as possible with as absolute little destruction as is needed. There is a lot of clients that I have that are out there in the California area that have reached out and I've been in constant contact with. It really is a very unique situation right now, and it's occurring in such a highly populated area that it's just very devastating. So as much as you can during your meditations, send a little bit of positive light and energy that way. You know, collectively, let's try to make as much of a difference as we can. The other topic that I want to cover briefly is I'm receiving a lot of reports of depression, a lot of people talking about being physically exhausted, wanting to sleep constantly, and just really their moods hitting a funk point. So I want to cover that briefly for a couple of reasons. One is that exhaustion you're feeling is all the energy that just rolled through from the massive shifting that we had. Remember, we're in a really important month with that 11-month and 11 year. Any other time periods or days that we hit also a high spiritual day, it's going to be extraordinary, the amount of energy coming in. So we're coming off the 9th, we're coming off the 11th of November, and those were very high spiritual days. If you were not capable of upgrading energy, and what I mean by upgrading energy, because it sounds a lot more like funky and psychedelic than it really is, what's essentially happening is more electricity, because our bodies and inside of our physical field is an electrical pattern, and that electrical pattern is what runs our entire system. So it's one of the reasons why if you have a heart attack or you have an episode where you have a stop in your heart rhythm, the paramedics or the doctor will come and rush over and electrocute you essentially with those paddles to try and put electricity back into your body. So we all run at a very certain level of electrical energy. And as you grow spiritually, more electricity becomes available for you. So your energy starts to expand. So as that happens, there's a lot of changes that happen physically that we've talked about with the ascension process. Your entire field, your entire being has to kind of stretch to catch up. So a lot of us are already experiencing the growing pains of that. And then you start to add on top of it the fact that there are these upgrades that are occurring within the earth structure that we all have to grasp onto. You can really put yourself into a situation of just going almost into electrical overdrive, which is going to make you tired. Remember, when we go to sleep, we naturally upgrade. We naturally leave our bodies and we go home and we just connect again. So that's why I always tell people, you know, they're never going to invent a pill that stops us from sleeping without making people go insane, because really that sleep is our checks and balance. It's when we go home. So if we aren't able to do a practice, or if the conditions aren't in a good state for us to be able to pull through that energy, then exhaustion is going to occur. And that exhaustion is going to force us into a restful mode, which then allows us to go through the upgrade and allows the energy to run through. So I wanted to cover that briefly because a lot of people are struggling right now with feeling exhausted. Then I also want to cover really quickly the upsurge in depression. That's happening right now. So a lot of you have been contacting me and we have been trying to work through these patterns of just feeling very low. And it's very specific to areas that are darker right now. So areas that don't see a lot of sunlight, areas that tend to go through that heavy winter period of seasonal depression type issues when the sun is not available. Many of us have been able to experience periods where there isn't a lot of sun and have coasted through them relatively okay. But for some reason, this particular year and this particular time period on Earth, it's almost impossible to stay sane when you go more than a couple days without seeing sunlight. And a lot of you have reached out to me about that being such a theme and not being able to figure out why your mood is so heavily controlled by it and if there's things you can do to help that and to kind of move it through. One of the reasons why you were feeling this so strongly is because of the natural process of needing light to grow. So if you think about anything on Earth, from our plants to our animals to the entire ecosystem to our entire being, you need sunlight to grow. At times, when you aren't growing a significant amount, so when you aren't going through these massive spiritual shifts, then you don't necessarily need it as much. You can go a few days without it being present. But when you're growing rapidly spiritually, you will notice almost immediately if there is a day where there's no sunlight, because that light helps you to grow. It's also one of the reasons why I always found this interesting that so many really profound spiritual writers were in areas that were extremely beautiful, like Maui or, you know, beautiful spots in California or Miami. You know, there's a reason why people that as they grow spiritually, they'll tend to gravitate towards areas where there's more light. And that's because they're trying to harness that rapid growth with less struggle. That doesn't mean that if you're in an area that's dark, you can't grow spiritually. It just means that you've got to be mindful of the fact that your mood is going to be a little bit more difficult to control at times when you're in big points of growth. There's different ways to ward that off. There's certain like seasonal depression lights that you can try. One of the best things you can do, though, if you are able, is to plan little vacations throughout the season that can get you to a place where you can soak up some sun, where you can kind of take a step back and just allow that entire feeling and that entire light to kind of download into your field. That would be huge and so helpful for people right now who are growing spiritually to kind of ward off some of that depression. So I hope that helps some of you out there that are having a hard time. And please, if you are, don't take it personal. Don't think you aren't doing enough. Don't feel like, you know, happiness comes from within. Why can't I be happy? There are a lot of situations where happiness does come within. But when you are growing rapidly from a spiritual perspective, there's certain elements that need to be available for you to promote growth as much and as clearly and as seamlessly as possible. So don't be so hard on yourself. Just let things flow through. What also can be helpful, though, is to make sure, especially if you're in a cold area, if it is sunny, make sure that you sit in the window and you soak up as much light as you can. Put on a CD of birds and bird sounds and different summer sounds and just close your eyes and meditate with that light. So use it as much as you can for the days that it's available to promote your growth and to really take some leaps forward. Those are all great ways to kind of ward that off a little bit and keep you moving forward without hitting too many glitches over these darker times of the year. Okay, now on to the 14th and the 15th of November, which we will be experiencing an alignment in the energy of Aquarius. So we are right on the brink of that. Wednesday and Thursday of this week, Aquarius is going to be in the spotlight. Really quick side note, those who are Leo, you are the opposite of Aquarius, so you tend to grasp onto the more negative sides of Aquarius whenever the moon is in alignment with Aquarius, so be patient with yourself. There's a lot of intuitive energy that comes through when Aquarius is in alignment, which is great. It's very analytical. Great ideas come through. It's kind of a time where you almost feel like the fire is lit and you're ready to get running, which is going to be really awesome, especially coming off of a lot of that shifting spiritually that we had over the past week. So try to harness that energy and pull it in. One thing about Aquarius, though, is it's introverted. It likes to be more of a homebody. And that one of the reasons for that are the massive amounts of energy that it can have due to its intuitive ability. So when it's around large crowds, it almost throws off that field. So if you do have any large gatherings planned for Wednesday and Thursday of this week, make sure that you have some type of a gemstone to protect your energy. Make sure that you do a little meditation to kind of seal off your energy field, just to keep yourself nice and grounded and nice and balanced. Some really great gemstones for protection, black tourmaline, tiger's eye, those things are wonderful. We are then going to be rolling into that end part of the week for the 16th, 17th, and 18th. The 18th is a 9-day, so 1 plus 8 equals 9. So keep an eye out for any high spiritual days. It's definitely going to be a prime time right now to do some meditating, to do something spiritual to harness the energy coming in. Remember, November is the 11th month. Then you've got this high spiritual day of the 18th coming up, which is a 9. And then you also have 11 as your year. So this is going to be another one of those really highly intense days. Do not ignore these days. I know I sound like a broken record. I'm doing that on purpose. It's very important that you take the time out when the energy is going to be available and strong to process some of these times where the energy comes through and you've got to pull it into your field and you've got to balance yourself. If you ignore them, then when we go through time periods where it's a little more difficult to stay balanced, you're really going to feel it. So definitely plan something where you can meditate, where you can do some breathing techniques, where you can do some yoga. Anything like that is going to be really important on November 18th. The moon during the 16th, 17th, and 18th is going to be in Pisces. Pisces is a tough energy to combat sometimes, especially with the energy that's coming through with November, already with some of that darkness and a lot of people reporting some depressive type emotions. Pisces is really, really strong for depression issues. It's strong for being almost like a martyr. It's strong for being negative and hanging on the more lower qualities of things. Those are the negative sides of Pisces. It doesn't mean that all Pisces are negative, but I like to give you guys a little understanding of the more negative periods you might be influenced by with this moon energy coming in and that feminine energy awakening, which is making that moon a lot more important. So if you do catch yourself on the negative side of those things, try your best to deep breathe. Don't beat up on yourself too much. Let it flow through. The less you read into it and the less you try to obsess about it, the easier it will be to just allow that energy to move through you and to not get lost within it. And those of you who are relatively balanced may start to feel more of the positive attributes rather than the negative. Pisces is very intuitive. It's very caring. It's very creative. So you may find that you get this major burst to move forward from a creative perspective while Pisces is in alignment there on the 16th, 17th, and 18th. Go for it. It's going to be a really high energy time because not only do you have that alignment with Pisces, not only do you have that high spiritual 18 day, you also have the Leonides meteor shower shaping up. So on the 17th of November, sandwiched right in between that alignment with Pisces, we're going to have a meteor shower, which is always incredible. It takes whatever energy is currently available in the atmosphere and it amplifies it and pushes it through. Again, I don't think it's any mistake that we are going to go from a meteor shower day to a high spiritual day the next. It's going to be a little time period where tapping in and connecting is going to be extremely important. So I'm hoping you're with me because we've got a little bit more left to cover here for this little period of time. So remember, 17th, 18th, we've got the meteor shower. 18th, high spiritual day. We also have the 17th being when Mercury is going to be going into retrograde from the 17th until the 7th of December. So we're going to be going through a stretch where Mercury is going to be exercising its normal having trouble communicating, electronical issues, not the time to plan, not the time to try to stick to a schedule, definitely a go with the flow period of time. So all of that is going to be clustered into a very small period of time over November 16th, 17th, and 18th. The one thing about this Mercury alignment is it's in Sagittarius, which rules your sacral chakra. So the beginning part is in Sagittarius, and then it's going to move into Scorpio. If you noticed, my voice shaked a little bit when I said that, because I always get nervous about Scorpio influences in energy, because it can be very intense, to say the least. When we're at the beginning of this retrograde period, we're going to have an extra influence of trouble communicating from a Sagittarius level. Now, Sagittarius is really amazing. They're very on the bright side. They're very happy. They're very nice and they're very sweet. They're very kind. It's a very light energy. But then you also have parts of Sagittarius that's very impulsive, that's very quick to kind of jump into things that it doesn't think all the way through. So I want you to be extra careful before signing any kind of contracts or agreements or making any major changes in your life during this retrograde period. Make sure that you're covering all of your bases, because with that influence of Sagittarius in affecting the communication spot, it's definitely going to have some extra amounts of trouble communicating what you need on top of also having a high impulsive behavior. So keep yourself in check. When it moves into Scorpio, which we will talk about on later podcasts, especially in the month of December and in the late month of this month. When it moves into Scorpio, you're going to catch communication issues around things that anger you, which is always a recipe for trouble. It causes a lot of arguments and a lot of fights. You're going to want to keep your cool, especially throughout the next little period of time here. I know we kind of have like that Thanksgiving holiday coming up, so we've got a lot of family get-togethers, and we're going to be around many people that can trigger us and help bring up some of our stuff that we're working on. So just try your best to breathe and step away from any major altercations, because they may be popping up left and right over this little span of time here. Okay, quick side note, those who are Virgo, they are the opposite of Pisces, so you tend to struggle a little bit more on Pisces days. Try your best to just give yourself a nice little relaxing, maybe even spa day, so that you can stay connected and kind of stay out of the chaos. We then move into the beginning of next week, the 19th and the 20th of November, so Monday and Tuesday, where we're in Aries. Aries rules the solar plexus, which is the house of the ego. It tends to be a little bit self-focused. It tends to not want to do anything for anyone else and have almost like this selfish way of projecting itself. If you find yourself being super self-motivated for only your own needs, keep an eye on that. Maybe already plan to, on the 19th or the 20th, to do something that's more charitable to kind of combat that energy. Maybe donate some time, do some Meals on Wheels, or have that be your days that you go out and you decide you're going to be kind to others and you're going to give someone a compliment. Try to offset that a little bit with some more positive energy. Aries also tends to be impatient and quick-tempered. Keep an eye out for people that tend to err on that side. They're most likely just struggling with the alignment. Don't take it personal and don't start any trouble over it. Also, Aries has a lot of pent-up energy. So this is a great day to be outdoors. It's a great day to do something active. It's a great day to make sure that you have a more of a rigorous exercise routine planned for yourself. If you harness this energy with what it's going to need to balance, which is a lot of physical activity, then you're going to notice a lot less of that egotistical side wanting to pop its way out. Try to combat it early on. This may translate into anxiety. So I always like to warn people, and during any of these alignments where high physical activity can occur, people who are prone to anxiety sometimes misunderstand that and think that it's an anxiety type situation. You are not having any anxiety attacks. Try your best to breathe. That extra energy is just the moon influence coming through. So allow it to move through you, and it will move through quickly. It'll give yourself half as much trouble as it would if you fight it and try to combat it. Okay, so words of wisdom for this week. Do everything you can to try and harness the spiritual energy coming in. It's going to be really important in the coming months to keep you nice and balanced. Also, try the best that you can to take responsibility for your actions and don't make any really rash decisions over the next couple of weeks here. We're going to be in more of a flux of energy that might promote us to be very impulsive. So try your best to just step back and let things unfold rather than try to force them and jump into different opportunities. Couple little suggestions for keeping your energy nice and balanced. Grounding is going to be key, and also the ego is going to start to play in quite a bit, especially when we get some of that high energy Aries solar plexus energy moving through. That's going to be really important. Then we also have that Mercury going into alignment, and then it moves into Scorpio, which is about the solar plexus. So we're going to have a lot of solar plexus energy. We're going to have a lot of grounding energy to work with here. So do everything you can to keep those two balanced. For some suggestions, there's a couple things that I wanted to kind of direct you guys towards. Make sure that you have some proper gemstones for grounding those areas and keeping your energy protected. You know, a really strong one for that third chakra is going to be citrine. That's going to be a really great one. Yellow jade is a really awesome one as well. Also, the third chakra scent from Bell Aromatherapies is an awesome way to keep your energy nice and balanced. Also, their grounding scent from Bell Aromatherapies. Those are available online at bellaromatherapies.com. There's a great shop in East Aurora for those of you who are in the New York area. So East Aurora is a cute little village, and on the main strip is a little shop called Reflections, which was one of my favorite places when I was in Buffalo, and I love to go visit there in East Aurora. It has a lot of really awesome options for you to balance out your energy field, and they do also carry the whole line of Bell Aromatherapies chakra scents. So those of you who would prefer to go and smell first before you pick them up, or you want to go check them out and kind of feel them out intuitive before you buy one, that's a great spot if you are local to the East Aurora, New York area. Reflections is a really cute shop. It also is got a lot of different spiritual type things to help keep you balanced, some gemstones, all sorts of different things to help keep you nice and clear. So those of you who are local, that's a great option for you to kind of check out and see what you are drawn to help you, especially with all this flux of energy coming in. We're going to need as much help as we can get. Also, Salt of the Earth 22, which is a shop on Etsy. It's absolutely incredible for different types of bath bombs and things that you can put in your shower and different types of scents to keep you balanced. You want to go for more of the grounding or more of the third chakra scents right now. So pay attention to those. And again, it's the Etsy shop. Just go to their website and then type in Salt of the Earth 22. And there's lots of options there. Baths are great right now. They're super grounding and they're super cleansing. So definitely take the time out. It's another one of those opportunities or options that you have on those high spiritual days to do some grounding is to do a nice bath. So check that stuff out. See if there is anything that you're drawn to, and it will definitely help to keep you nice and balanced. Okay, so I want to thank all of you for all of your kind emails and being quite excited about the fact that I'm not doing the whole class at once. I'm kind of breaking it up throughout the month so you don't get overwhelmed. I really appreciate your feedback, and I'm really glad that most of you are really finding that beneficial. So that's great to know, and of course, I try my best to help out all of you, so please keep me posted on anything that you guys need. And if there's any topics that you want explained further, let me know too, and I can either cover them on future podcasts or future spirit talks, whichever. Just send me an email at thespiritthatisyou@gmail.com. Things are finally settling down for me, which is really exciting. So I am going to be getting my recording studio back up again. So a lot of these, especially the weekly reports, will not only be done via the podcast, but will also be done via video so that you guys can actually see and kind of look at some things for those of you who are more visual. So I'm finally up and running again and super excited about it. And there's so many awesome ideas. I cannot wait to put them forward. Other than that, all of you know I am always here if you need me. Hang in there. We're doing a great job. I'm going to tell you that every single week because we all need to hear it. try your best to stay balanced. Try your best to breathe. And if you need any extra help, just send me an email at thespiritthatisyou@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening to this edition of the Earth Energy Illumination News. My name is Jillian Grace, sending you lots of love and light.